Even though inviting is one of the most powerful displays of God's love, even though I have experienced the power of being invited, it's still hard for me to invite others to our table. It's hard because at my core, I'm afraid no one will show up. But guess who else had a banquet to which no one showed up? In Luke 14, verse 5, Jesus told a parable of a great banquet, a parable of a man who prepared a great feast and invited a lot of guests. When it was time for the banquet to begin, the excuses from those he'd invited started to roll in. One had to tend to his field, another had just gotten married, and another was busy taking care of his animals. Has this ever happened to you? It certainly happened to me once or twice. I invited, but few ended up at my table. How did I respond? I did a lot of things. After my guests left, I sulked. Then I judged the people who didn't show up. And then I judged the attractiveness of my home and the deliciousness of my food. But according to this parable, there is only one thing we need to do in response to absent guests. Go out and find other guests. If you have 10 servings of stew and only 4 guests, go find 6 other guests. Just start sending out texts to nearby friends or knocking on the doors of neighbors. Here's the thing. They might already be busy. They might not come. But what if they aren't busy? What if at that exact moment they were starting to deflate under the weight of their day? And what if your invitation could be the hope that slams into their desperation? After 1 year, and I mean exactly 365 days of marriage, Jeremy got on a plane and flew to another land for a deployment for 6 months. This was hard on me. The mornings were okay. I'd wake up and think, okay, the countdown has shortened by 1 day. Look at me. I'm doing this thing. I'm living in a different state with no family and without my husband and doing this life God has called me to. But as the evenings drew near, I would unravel. I would miss Jeremy coming through the door at the end of the day. I became painfully aware of how quiet my home was. Many nights I sat at my dining room table and sobbed. I called it the table of tears. The thing about being a military wife is you have to become really okay and really comfortable with asking for things, like asking for help, asking for friendship, asking for prayer, asking to go out with your friend and her husband, even though it's their date night. This was my first deployment, and I was really bad at asking for help. I was really bad at inviting myself. Then, one night, just as I was sitting down to my usual meal of tears and heartache, I got a text from a friend. Hey, do you want to come over and have dinner with our family? I made an abundance of food. I could not text back quickly enough. I went to my friend's house. I ate. I shared how hard this deployment had been. They prayed for me. I read bedtime stories to their boys. I left happy and invited. All of this from just a text. All of this from an invitation to come and eat. And do you know what? I do not remember what we ate. I only remember that there was a place for me at the table and an invitation to come eat. Right before Jeremy and I started coming consistently to the table together, we volunteered our home to be a meeting place for a Bible study. The leader of the group called us a few days later and told us there were 15 people signed up, mostly couples. I was both excited and a little horrified. We did not have one room that could fit 15 people comfortably. But we did have an upstairs loft that we were using mostly for storage, so we decided to reinvent the area. After one long Sunday and lots of shopping through our own home, as my friend McQuillan taught me, we don't have to go out and buy new things for our spaces. We can go through our own home and find things we already have and repurpose them. We had taken a dim storage area and turned it into a welcoming meeting area. We turned an awkward corner into a tea and coffee.